This Bloomberg Economics Brief is brought to you by HSBC. With HSBC, you have up-to-the-minute visibility and control of your global cash positions, so your business can move at the speed of opportunity. HSBC.
Here with us throughout the three-day symposium is Steve Matthews. He's part of our Fed Reserve team. He's based in Atlanta, but he, too, is attending the symposium along with me. So, Steve, you've already sent out a bunch of headlines from Rob Kaplan from our conversation with him. What's top of the list for you?
You know, I think the number one thing is what people really cared about is what does it mean for September? And you would have to take Kaplan's comments as being very cautious. The fact is that over the last week or two, a number of Fed officials from Stan Fisher, Dennis Lockhart, Esther George of the Kansas City Fed, Lockhart from Atlanta, have all suggested that September is on the table. We could easily have an interest rate hike in September. In your interview, what Kaplan said was that there's no rush. We can afford to be patient. Take our time. You know, the word patient he used repeatedly. We accommodation, the removal of accommodation should be patient, slow, gradual. I mean, he was just kind of repeating that over and over. I mean, you definitely got the sense that there's no hurry to move in September. And his comments are particularly noteworthy because he's a centrist, unlike the former Dallas Fed president who is the uber hawk. Kaplan is very much in the middle of the consensus.
Stephen, what if you could just
tell
us...
I
was just going to ask you, is there any recognition in Jackson Hole that investors, if not the general public, are exhausted by this Federal Reserve policies? I mean, they're just exhausted by the contradictory speeches. They're exhausted by the constant, we're checking the data, we're doing our jobs, we're all this, we're all that, and at the same time, you have a sluggish economy at best. You have ultra-low interest rates that really serve, at this point, very little purpose to spur economic growth. Do they recognize how exhausted people are? I mean, it's like crying wolf. After a while, you know, you just stop listening.
You get the sense that some of the Fed people here are a little bit exhausted, too, in the sense that, you know, this event, while it is the leading monetary policy conference in the world, has taken on a life of its own because Ben Bernanke came here in a couple of years and very much signaled policy. It's on everybody's radar screen, and there are lots of rumors and speculation going around in the investment community, and there's just so much attention. And in some ways, you get the sense they would like to dial it back, that they think it's a little bit overdone. But in terms of what they're doing, I think what Kaplan was saying is, hey, don't look at us. We're doing what we can. We've done what we can since 2009 to create a recovery and to get things back on track. Look at fiscal policy. I mean, he was unusually blunt in saying, you know, the next time there's a recession and we could have a recession and interest rates could be really low, don't just look at the Fed. You know, look at what we can do about workforce skills. Look at what we can do about infrastructure. You know, it's not all about the Fed.
Steve Matthews, rethinking Fed policy, steps the Fed can take if we hit another recession when rates haven't risen enough. How much can you cut them? What's the key takeaway from Rob Kaplan?
There are a couple of key takeaways. One is negative rates. Forget about it. It's not going to happen. He's not on board. It's very consistent with what you've heard from the message. But also, you know, if we have a crisis, you know, there's only so much we can do. You know, there are limits to what the Fed can do.
Meaning they better, Congress better wake up and get ready with some proactive fiscal policy if there's a recession?
Exactly. It's, you know, it's up to Congress. It's up to the president. You know, it's up to both structural reform, dealing with employment and workforce and education, as well as cyclical changes in, you know, infrastructure.
I want to thank you very much, Steve Matthews, a Federal Reserve reporter for Bloomberg News, joining my co-host and colleague Kathleen Hayes in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, for the Kansas City Federal Reserve's annual symposium. Janet Yellen, chair of the Federal Reserve, will be speaking at 10 a.m. Wall Street time tomorrow. That will be covered right here on Bloomberg. This is Bloomberg.
This Bloomberg Economics Brief is brought to you by HSBC. With HSBC, you have up-to-the-minute visibility and control of your global cash positions, so your business can move at the speed of opportunity. HSBC.